I'm Heidi Hanrahan in the Department of English and Modern Languages, Associate Professor.
And you just received the Storer Award, the third one that's yes. been given out by the university. What are your thoughts on being the third recipient of this award?
It sounds like a cliche, but I'm really humbled by it, especially when I think about the first two people who won it, Dr. Howard Bostick and Dr. Stevens, who are just so inspirational, dynamic, motivated, and they do so much good work. So it's great company to find oneself in, and I'm proud and humbled and hope to live up to it.
Talk about some of the things you've done in your teaching and your participation here on campus that is cited in your receiving the award.
I believe that the criteria for the award are three. What do you do in your teaching, in your service, and in your research? So in my teaching, in terms of kind of fostering appreciation for diversity and multiculturalism, I teach primarily American literature. And in my American Lit classes, I'm always trying to get people to acknowledge the complicated, diverse history of American literature and how that diversity adds to the richness and the real pleasure of studying that literature. I also teach women writers. We teach a class here, my colleague Dr. Nixon and I trade off a class called Literature, Gender, and Sexuality that looks at, obviously, those issues, and that's been a fun class to teach and hear student feedback on. I'm involved in the Women's Studies program and teach Intro to Women's Studies. I team teach that class with Dr. Amy DeWitt in Sociology and Dr. Sally Brasher in History. Oh, and I also teach American Ethnic Literature. Just about every class I teach, I really do try to bring in multiple voices, diversity, and really tackle those issues of identity. Mm-hmm. In terms of my research, very interested in women writers, African-American writers, slave narratives. These are subjects that I've published on. Neglected, marginalized American women writers. I have a publication forthcoming about a 21st century Japanese Canadian American writer named Ruth Ozeki. So I'm trying to do a lot here in terms of chronological scope. And in terms of service, one could always do more. I'm the chair of the Civility Response Team here on campus, which is a great group to work with. And I'm on the Women's Studies Board. So those are some ways that I try to do my part.
Can you give like one example where, and you mentioned American literature, mm-hmm. Especially, where you can take a topic like that and mm-hmm. insert diversity into it?
Sure. Last week in my English 204 class, which is a class that's for core curriculum students, you don't have to be majors, to do all of American literature in 16 weeks. And one of the highlights for me every semester is when we talk about the African-American poet Phyllis Wheatley. Phyllis Wheatley is a really fascinating figure that a lot of students might not have ever heard of before. But when we talk about Wheatley, who was kidnapped from Africa, brought to the New World at age 7, and becomes the first published African-American poet, when we talk about her and how she was a kind of peer of Ben Franklin and just such a phenomenal figure during that time of the American Revolution, our picture of the American Revolution becomes richer and more exciting and more dynamic. And we can look at the ways that Wheatley is negotiating all those different kinds of identities that she has as a woman, as an African-American woman, as a former slave, as an abolitionist, as a supporter of the American Revolution, as a patriot. If you can see how she balances all of that in these wonderful little poems that she writes, you get such a fuller and more exciting picture of American literature.
Why do you think it's important for you as a professor to insert diversity into your classes mm-hmm. and into what you do here on campus?
That's a great question with a lot of answers. One is just accuracy. You know, if you want to tell the whole story, you need to listen to these voices, many of which have been marginalized. And I think, too, including diverse writers doesn't take away from the non-diverse writers. It actually enriches your understanding of them. The other reason is more, perhaps, sentimental and more personal, but I think including these kinds of writers makes us better at being human.
And why is it important to have students learning about these things?
We have, at Shepherd, I think some of the kindest, most respectful, decent students I've ever worked with. They are ready to hear these kinds of stories if we could just help them And these are, you know, this is the world they're going to be dealing with. Yes, we have some students who have never been out of West Virginia. That doesn't mean they're not ready to hear these stories. It also doesn't mean that they don't know anything about about diversity, about different kinds of identity. So we would be doing them a disservice if we didn't help to further prepare them for a diverse world built on respect and cooperation.